Hopefully y'all cannot hear the road as I'm driving, but I just decided to do this podcast tonight, like this segment tonight, about going after your dreams and doing what you want to do. So what really inspired this podcast literally is the fact that I'm starting this podcast, and I just feel like a lot of times we don't fully do what we know that we're capable of doing. And the reason why we don't do that is because we're so afraid. Like, fear is one hell of a drug. Like, I always like to associate fear with drugs for some reason. Like, I'm not saying like that's a good thing, but it's just one hell of a drug because it literally takes over everything that we want to do. Like, we don't go into anything because we're afraid of what's gonna happen. Like, for me, for example, I didn't want to start this podcast because I'm like, oh, nobody's gonna listen. No, but like, I was pretty much throwing all of that negative stuff about it out into the universe. And in my mind, I'm like, what I throw out, that's exactly what I'm gonna give, you know, get back. So I just think moving forward, do whatever the hell you feel like you need to do for yourself. It don't matter what it is. Start a podcast, start a YouTube, start a hairline. Like, I don't know. Like, anything you want to do, just go after it. Because 9 times out of 10 on some real shit, a lot of people are not going to support what you're doing. And the reason they're not going to support what you're doing is because they're like I've been seeing on this meme on Instagram, they're unsure of how the fact, you know, like, how you got where you at, and they ain't get where they gotta go, and y'all literally came from the same fucking place. So, for real, do what the hell you gotta do, because regardless of anything, you're going to prosper. As long as you think positive about all situations, and as long as you be like, alright, I'm gonna do the damn thing, I'm gonna get this shit done in the way that I need to get it done, you're going to fucking flourish. You're going to fucking flourish. And at that time, baby girl, or baby boy, whoever the hell is listening, when you start flourishing, somebody's gonna come around. People are gonna come around. And they're going to be coming around to you with their fucking hand out. You know what you do? You shut the damn door. Matter of fact, when they're knocking on the outside, don't even look through the damn peephole. Don't even look through the peephole. Because you already know who it is. It's them same motherfuckers that didn't support you from the get-go. We're going to be trying to get a whole bunch of gems and knowledge from you because they see you prospering. And at times, don't feel bad for that, because honestly, that's literally what you have to do. Like, you have to become that type of person to be stingy and be selfish with your knowledge sometimes and with your shit. Because it's like, when I was trying to let y'all put y'all on, or trying to, you know, let y'all know what was going on, nobody wanted to listen to me. But it's like, now that I'm flourishing and I'm doing what the hell I'm supposed to be doing in the direction that I want to do moving forward, oh, now all of a sudden niggas got something to say. No, you can stay your ass right there. You can stay your ass right there. And it just, it's kind of fucked up sometimes. And I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little in my feelings or whatever, just because I just feel like a lot of times I'm really there to ultimately help people, but I don't see people looking at me at what I'm doing as help. I see they looking at what I'm doing as like, oh, this is just something else you're doing. And I can say I have fire all in my chart, and I'm creative as fuck, and I like to get into a little bit of everything all the time. I can't never just focus on one thing that I'm into. But like, so what? You know what I'm saying? Like, why should that shit even matter? If I like a bunch of things, I like a bunch of things. I like makeup, I like hair, I like talking, I like counseling people, I like crystals, I like sage, I like Palo Santo, like, I like all of it. And I'm okay with that. Because that just makes me a well-rounded ass person, and I can literally just drop myself in any location, any place, any time, and just start talking about anything and everything, because I'm such a well-rounded, multifaceted person. You feel what I'm saying? But don't let nobody's, the way nobody feel about you, or know it, the way nobody feel about what you got going on, don't let that affect you, because that's literally just some bull. Just do what the hell you need to do for yourself. Don't worry about what other people got to say, because 9 times out of 10, they don't even have their own shit together, and they just miserable as fuck. So they just trying to find something else to say about somebody else because they want people to join a fucking pity party. But it's like, no, you enjoy that pity party by your damn self. You made that bed, not lay in it. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know, like, I'm just literally cruising, like, I'm driving, I'm like, nah, I ain't gonna play no music, I'm about to just start, you know, recording segments for my podcast, because I just feel like this is literally how I be feeling sometimes. And I do talk to my therapist about this, like, I talk to people about this, like, you know, close friends, and I don't have many, but the ones that I do have that are close, I do talk to them about it. And it's just about time that I literally start expressing myself in the way that I know that I can, and the way that I know that I want to, because I know other people feel like this. Like, I'm not the only person on this planet, this earth, whatever, that feels like this. But granted, I know a lot of times I'll be feeling down about my situation, but in the end, like, literally, God always wins. Like, it's never anybody else's, like, it's not your battle, it's not your fight. Like, people gonna hate, nobody gonna wanna condone, nobody gonna wanna congratulate, nobody gonna wanna do none of that shit. But at the end of the day, that's not up for you to worry about. Like, let somebody else handle that. Like, let God, let the universe, whoever you know, your higher purpose, whoever you talk to, that let them handle that. Because when they handle that shit, they're going to handle that shit so amazing that you're going to be walking around like you can't even be fucking touched. Like, I be walking around like I can't even be touched. Like, don't, not even on no boozy Hasidity shit. I just be walking around on some shit like I can't even be touched, because it's just like, none of that negativity, none of that shit, like, none of that shit phases me anymore. And it used to phase me so much, but it's, honestly, as I started becoming more self-aware of myself, my surroundings, and the people that I started hanging with, I started to just literally elevate myself on some other shit. Like, you know what? You got places to fucking go. And the places that you got to go, everybody can't come with you, sis. Everybody cannot come with you. And it's okay to leave them people right where the fuck you found them at. It's okay. Because if they not bringing you nothing, no finances, no orgasm, no nothing, like, not even orgasm, fucking orgasm. If they're not bringing you peace, they don't need to be around you. And it's going to be hard for you to cut some people off. Trust me, it was hard for me to cut a lot of motherfuckers off. That shit was hard to tell. I'm like, damn, I'm dead ass. I'm for relationships. Like, I'm cool with shit like that. But in the end, I felt like the universe was nudging me, telling me like, yo, you know this is not meant for you. You know this person is not good for you. And every time you talk to this person or around this person, you feel toxic. Your insides turning inside out. You know, you vibrating at a lower frequency because their vibration is so low. Like, hell no. Don't start fucking people like that, and don't continue to fuck people like that. Bring motherfuckers up to your frequency. Like, period. Like, literally, like, that's it. 2020 is, like, approaching quick. 2019 fucking flew. That shit was here, and then it's about to be gone. Like, don't bring none of that shit into the new year with you. I'm talking about the new year, and then we in May, but still, like, you gotta think. I'm thinking way ahead. That's how ahead I'm thinking, because I'm literally trying to manifest so many blessings into my life and so many things. And it's crazy because as I'm saying this, I'm getting chills. But yo, this shit is dead ass. Like, I'm not playing no more. Like, I'm tired of sitting on all my talents and all my dreams and all. Like, I'm tired of sitting on that shit. Like, granted, I'm becoming a therapist, but it's like, it's so much more that I know how to do and so much more that I'm able to help people with. And I'm just sitting on that shit and I just be like, oh no, you can't do that because this person is doing it and they got a huge following and their people are going to be more attracted to their following. Or no, you can't do this because such and such going to have something to say about it. Or like, I have been that person and I'm still slowly getting out of that, not wanting to do things because I've been worried about what people say. But like I said, fuck them. None of that should even matter. As long as you know that at the end of the day, what you're doing is making you happy and you feel that shit from the inside out, like you feel liberated about coming up with ideas, like coming up with this podcast. Like, I'm literally directing everything that I want to do for this podcast and all my businesses behind the scenes, and I'll be feeling so happy just coming up with ideas, visuals, photo shoots, topics, like everything. It just makes me so happy and it makes me feel so good inside because I'm like, damn, throughout this, I'm on my spiritual journey. I'm helping myself, but I'm also helping other people. Like, it's a lot of people out here that's going through some real hardcore shit that they ain't going to talk about. They don't want to talk about that shit because they're afraid of being judged. But it's just like, when you hear something or when you can relate to something and somebody being transparent as myself, you just like, damn, you know, I'm not the only person that's going through this. It's a whole bunch of people that's going through this. This right here might just touch somebody and might actually help them start their business or do whatever it is that they want to do, or get the courage to you know, lead a job, or get the courage to enroll in school. Like, anything, you just don't know. Like, stop selling yourself short, sis. Stop doing it. Because while you watching everybody else level up on Instagram, what I call fucking social media high school, that shit is social media and high school all wrapped in, you're sitting here like depressed as fuck, like depressed as fuck, sad as fuck, because it's like, oh shit, he got this, she got this, I want this, I want that. Like, go ahead, sis, go out there, go get it, go fucking get that shit. Anything you want that got your name on it, go and get it. Nobody is holding that shit back from you but you yourself. Don't blame that shit on nobody else. Don't blame that shit on your parents. Oh, my parents had never teach me how to do this. My parents never teach me. Like, nah, you grown as hell now. Unless y'all younger than 18 listening to this. Excuse me for my language. You're grown. Your parents don't have anything to do with what you got going on and what you're doing right now. All that shit stop when you turn 18. All that shit stop. Go do what the fuck you want to do. And I'm out on this. I don't have nothing else to say. This is a lot to be my first podcast, like my first segment, but I'm just really on some shit. Like, and this is about to be the tone for my podcast. I'm open for y'all to DM me on Energy Healing Souls. Topics that y'all want me to discuss. I'm looking for guests on here so that we can have topic talk together about anything that y'all want to talk about that has to do pertaining to lifestyle or anything like that. I don't want none of that drama, like none of that, like, oh, so what you think about such and such relationship problems and this, like anything negative, I don't want topics on. Like, I can't. It has to be positive shit, because that's the type of shit that I'm going to talk about, because I don't want to feed into no negativity. So like I said, y'all can DM me topics on Energy Healing Souls on Instagram, or you can email me topics on at energyhealingsouls@gmail.com. I'll make sure to put all that stuff in the notes so that you can have a direct link to it. And yeah, like, that's pretty much it. Like I said, I'm on some shit and I'm happy to be on some shit, and that's it. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. I know y'all so used to seeing my face on the gram, on freaking YouTube, but nah. Thanks for listening, y'all. I appreciate y'all. I respect y'all. I love y'all. Peace and love.